sunrise have a lot in common. The hope of a new day and brighter tomorrows. And because you, like the sun, can light up the whole world too. At Mount Carmel, you are the reason we offer the very best in patient-centered cancer care. Why we provide a special certified nurse navigator to guide and comfort you every step of the way. And why we hold dedicated cancer conferences led by top specialists to ensure the best treatment plan for each newly diagnosed patient. You are the reason we provide social workers and dietitians especially for cancer patients, and why we offer education, support groups, and survivorship programs during and after treatment to help you live your new life. Because with each new day, with every sunrise, some people just can't imagine the world without you in it. Mount Carmel, because of you. Learn more about our patient-centered care at mountcarmelhealth.com.
Ohio Dominican University is Central Ohio's only Catholic university with an education that stretches your mind and strengthens your Catholic faith.
U.S. News and World Report calls ODU a top-tier Midwest university.
High-achieving students will want to explore our honors program or early admission programs to med school or physician assistant studies.
And some of our master's programs, including our MBA, are available with just one extra year of study.
Connect your passion with God's purpose for your life.
Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus and put the life back in life insurance.
And welcome back to Jack Ryan Field. We're at halftime, Hartley controlling Watterson 28-0 in this one. It's time now for the highlighter presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation. I'm joined here at the break by Michael Ray. Hold your applause till the end, please. All right. Director of Development and Alumni Affairs at Bishop Hartley, and the head volleyball coach as well, too. And Michael, how are you today?
Doing well. Thank you.
First of all, your insights into this contest. You got to be pleased to see the Hawks up 28-0.
They're starting to play well, putting it together for the playoffs.
Let's talk about some of the big events going on. As the Director of Development and Alumni Affairs, can you give us an overview of what your job entails here?
Well, you know, I was hired in January as the alumni director, and then September took over the development office. And initially it was just to get our alumni back to Hartley, get them involved, get out, talk to them. So what I've done is I've been to 7 different class reunions this year, talking to the alumni, trying to get them back here for tours, you know, just getting them to re-engage with Hartley. So that's the big thing. You know, from a development side, big event coming up, November 29th, 2016, Giving Tuesday. We took last year off, but we're going to hit it pretty hard this year and hopefully top what we did 2 years ago, which was right around $30,000.
So it's a Giving Tuesday.
Yep.
Talk about the dynamics of that. What actually happens on Giving Tuesday?
Well, it's just an opportunity. You know, everyone's so consumed with shopping for Christmas, you know, doing all the holiday things, but it's a perfect opportunity for people to give back to Bishop Hartley, give to Catholic education, and get a tax deduction for it.
Mm-hmm.
So people have that extra money that they're going out to spend on gifts. They can make a gift that's going to last a lifetime.
You talked about connecting with the alumni as well, too. You got something called the Challenge of the Decades. Can you talk about that in detail?
Yeah, absolutely. The Challenge of the Decades is something I came up with. You know, I've been to 2 60s reunions, 2 70s reunions. You know, and they all want to be involved. They all want to give back to Hartley. So I came up with the idea that we're going to challenge each of the decades from Hartley. So the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, we're going to lump all the 2000s together. We're going to have a six-month challenge to see who can give the most back to Hartley.
Is there a prize?
There's going to be a nice dinner and party for the winning decade.
Well, it's not fair, 2000 to 2016. I want a recount right now.
Well, yeah, you know what, though? A lot of those kids are still at school working
still
hard
working, yeah.
And just getting started. So the 60s have the advantage.
And you talked about the alumni. How about updates and tours? A little bit more about that, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I mean, we've been given a lot of tours of the school. You know, you look at what we've done over the last 10 years with the school. It's unbelievable. This year, we just remodeled our main office. Added 15 feet to the back of it all the way across. It's beautiful to walk into the office now. Very welcoming. It's just amazing. I was an 85 graduate to see where this school has come, you know, over the last 30 years. It's pretty amazing.
I don't mean to twist your arm, but do you mind talking just a little volleyball for a second? Is that okay?
Sure.
Let's talk about the Hawks. First of all, congratulations. CCL champs, correct?
CCL champs. First time in 4 years.
Let's talk about that. I know 2011 was a banner campaign for Bishop Hartley as well, too, right?
Yep, state champions.
And I was there to do the state championships on Sports Time Ohio. I had to leave before your match to cover the Hawks in the playoffs and football. So let's talk about the campaign. What can you expect from this squad when it comes to postseason play?
Well, you know, we were the number one seed in the Central District, so we got a great draw. It's always tough. We've got to come out. We've got to be focused. We've got to work on our fundamentals. If this team can focus, play fundamental volleyball, there's not a lot of teams that are going to stop us.
Where's the strength of this team? Outside hitters, middle blockers, back row, defensive specialists? What do you have?
Yeah, I mean, Kristen Chapman's our outside. She's our big terminator. She's headed to North Carolina State to play volleyball. Right side, senior, Tatum Wise, big lefty that has had just a remarkable year. But defensively, we're strong. We've got a three-year Libro, who's only a junior. We only have two seniors on the team. And it's you know, we preach the team, the team, the team. And they've really focused on playing together on the court.
And finally, Dr. Ray, if people want more information about Bishop Hartley, is there a website or a phone number you'd like to pass along?
Absolutely. Bishop-Hartley.org is our website. Telephone number, 614-237-5421. You can reach out, call me. If you have any questions, want to take a tour of the facilities, I'd be happy to help you.
And why is it to this day I still hear Libro or Libero? Can we settle this once and for all? I am so tired of this. It's either two syllables or it's three. Which is it? Come on.
You know, I say I usually call him the bro.
There you
go. I take it down to one syllable and it's a bro. But I've always said Libro. I've never said Libero.
Well, I appreciate your help and your time. Michael Ray's been our guest, Director of Development and Alumni Affairs, Bishop Hartley High School, and also their volleyball coach. Best of luck in the postseason, and hopefully we'll get a chance to see you again real soon.
Hope so. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Michael Ray has been our guest here at halftime. And the Hawks cruising in this one on top of Waterson, 28-0 at the break. When we come back, Ryan Baker and Lee Cochran will have all the scores from all the other games. Plus, on top of that, get a preview and a review of Panther football from Ohio Dominican and Todd Bell. Again, 28-0 the score here at the break. This is the CCL Game of the Week, presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Knights of Columbus Insurance, world's most ethical company, as recognized by the Ethisphere Institute, offering life, long-term care, and disability insurance, along with IRAs and Roth IRAs. Knights of Columbus, a trusted insurance agency with the AM Best A++ Superior Ratings. Contact their general agents, James Valent and Chad Osterholt, at kfc.org.
Hi, I'm Monica DeAndrea, and on behalf of Miracle Motor Mart, I would like to say thank you. Thanks to all our local support, we've been able to expand our business. We're proud to say we have two locations, one at the corner of Morse Road and Cleveland Avenue, and another with a full and thriving service department located on East Main Street in Whitehall. It's been an honor to serve this community for the last 26 years, and we hope you experience at Miracle Motor Mart a better way to buy a car.
Do you have a child in college? Education First Credit Union offers a private student loan solution with your financial best interest in mind. Our private student loan features zero loan fees, low interest rates, the option to defer all payments while in school, no prepayment penalty, and the convenience of a line of credit.
Education First Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Salazzo Marble and Granite cheers on our Catholic high school teams. Salazzo Marble is Ohio's premier provider of gorgeous marble, granite, travertine, and stone tile with the largest selection. Our stone experts are knowledgeable and professional with a 45-year reputation for completing projects on time and on budget. Visit our warehouse and personally select the right stone for your home. That's Salazzo Marble, S-O-L-A-Z-Z-O. Online at salazzomarble.com. Arrivederci.
28-0, the Hartley Hawks lead the Waterson Eagles at halftime of the CCL football game of the week. Brian Baker here in the AM 820 studios, and I'm joined by this week's sports editor, Lee Cochran. And Lee, 28-0, Hartley here. I'm not sure that's really a surprise to anyone.
No, I don't think so either. And, you know, when Hartley gets up a couple touchdowns, then, you know, it's just really too much for Waterson to overcome. They're only averaging, what, about 11 points a game? And they had two big games. I mean, you know, I think it's been five times this year they've been in single digits. So it's just too much to overcome. They, and even when they've tried to pass, you know, Hartley has read exactly where they're going, and there just hasn't been much open. It's quite a struggle right now.
And pretty dominating performance so far by Hartley in the CCL game of the week. And like you said, the Waterson offense is averaging 12 points a year. Only twice all year have they put more than 8 points on the board. So you get in that 20-point range for Hartley. Not a lot of chance Waterson's going to be able to come back.
Yeah, it's a tough thing for Coach Bajelic to do at halftime. You're down 28-0, and to try to convince your kids that, you know, we can get back in this. Now, I mean, obviously there's a chance that they can, but it's, you know, seems, according to history, it seems very unlikely for that to happen. So, you know, you go out there and say, well, let's just get one, see what happens after that. But, you know, again, history dictates it. They're not going to get much more than one.
Is this a case, though, for Waterson where they've got nothing to lose? You just throw the kitchen sink at them here? Or was that something that you think Waterson even has the ability to do with their offensive line and their skill guys? I don't know if they're good enough to even get past Hartley doing that.
No, and that's a good point. You know, yeah, you throw the kitchen sink at them, but, you know, have you been practicing throwing the kitchen sink? You know, you just can't walk out there now and say, okay, we're going to throw this ball 30 times. We're going to spread it out. We're going to, you know, just really change everything. You know, that's something that Waterson probably should have addressed, you know, games ago, off season, because last year it was this way also. You know, they just didn't have any offense. They rode that defense to the playoffs, but, you know, they're just not as fortunate this time because they just don't have the offense. I'd love to see him just come out and wing it, but, you know, they start doing that, you know, this thing could get out of hand real quick. I mean, obviously, Randy and Coach Wolf talked about it. Four times and four out of the five victories have been running clock victories for Hartley. Waterson goes out there and starts trying to, you know, go air Bajelic on us, then, you know, this one's going to get out of hand even quicker than what it probably will.
You have seen Waterson in recent weeks try to get the ball more to the Nate Myers and the Casey Calhouns on offense, some guys that may have a little more game-breaking ability, but not working tonight. As it again, 28-0, Hartley leads Waterson here at the half. The other CCL teams in action tonight. DeSales is down in Logan, their first big road trip of the year, and it is all Stallions, 54-0 at the half. Alonzo Booth has three touchdown runs, a couple of those long. Cole Silvestri, their quarterback, has a 61-yard touchdown run. Chris McNally, just before the half, returned a punt for a score. Does this DeSales team, Lee, have a weakness? I know Logan's struggling coming into this, but they're clicking on all cylinders.
Oh, yeah. You know, and when you've got that kind of a backfield, and it's a big play offense from the ground, which is, you know, Hartley's that same way too. I'm Coach Wiggins is going to have to keep the focus because, you know, after tonight they've got St. Charles, which is a CCL game for the league title. But obviously, you know, unless something weird happens, DeSales should win that. And then they close at Mount Vernon, another team with only one win. You know, you've just got to get through these last weeks. They're going to be in the playoffs, obviously. They're going to have a home game. But you just want to get through these games and, you know, try to stay sharp. which they've got to. And we've talked to Coach Wiggins before. He likes to, get these guys in a little bit in the second half of these games just to kind of keep them sharp. And that's what they've got to do. They've got to find a way to stay motivated these last couple weeks. Tonight, they knew going into this that unless something so strange happened, they were going to roll Logan. Probably next week. It could be a pretty good game, but it probably DeSales is going to win that one, you would think. And then, again, Mount Vernon, you just got to keep them focused, got to keep them thinking, got to keep them looking at the big picture. It's like Coach Birchfield said in the pregame, Hartley's not as good as they will be later. And that's what Coach Wiggins has to convince DeSales, his team. We're not as good as we want to be 6 weeks from now.
And you talk about St. Charles. Man, they've run through the ringer this year, it seems like, on schedule. DeSales next week, and right now they're taking on the defending Division II state champion, LaSalle. Not looking good for the Cardinals as they trail 21-0 in that one.
Yeah, and like I said, it's a pretty big battle for St. Charles. And, it's obviously not going to get any easier next week. First year under Bob Jacoby, a little bit of growing, and he's admitted it. With him as well as the players, they're going to have a full off season to really kind of get it going, the second year. And, that's where you're going to make up the most ground. We saw it last year with Coach Guesswich from Jerome. They started out losing 3 in a row. Now, their learning curve seemed to be a little bit quicker because they've won 12 of 13 since. But, Bob Jacoby's too good of a coach to go through this too often. He's going to get an off season. Again, they're going to get to know him a little bit better. And I expect that, they're going to turn it around.
And Coach Jacoby will only make this tough schedule that they've had this year. He'll make that work in their favor and help them out next year as well. Reedy, they trailed early. They get a big turnover. Lindsley punched it in and capitalized. They trailed 7-0, but it's been all silver knights since. Devin Dukes with 2 touchdown runs and Austin Aiello a touchdown run too. They lead Lindsley 21-7 in that one. Coming up tomorrow, Newark Catholic. They will take on Utica. Utica struggling 0-7. I'm sure Coach Franks is going to be glad to see a team that's not Johnstown or Heath or Licking Heights on the schedule here. And Fisher Catholic takes on 6-1 Fairfield Christian Academy tomorrow night as well. A lot of big games in the area tonight. Maybe none bigger than the one out in Pickerington tonight, Lee. Sold out there at Pickerington Central. 7,000 fans plus, they're saying, are out there. And they're seeing a defensive battle with 0-0 in the second quarter.
Well, and that's kind of surprising because Pickerington North's averaging 39 points a game. Pickerington Central, that's been their calling card. They've got a good offense, but that defense is, allowing, I think, about 11 points a game. So, I'm a little bit surprised that it's scoreless. So, that's one that's going to be obviously interesting going into the second half.
Huge points on the line in that one. Some other big games in the area. Upper Arlington, they're leading tonight 28-7. Olentangy Liberty, 17-0. They lead Olentangy. Gahanna has an 18-14 lead over Lancaster. Hilliard-Davidson leads Dublin-Kaufman, 7-3. And Hilliard-Bradley beating Dublin-Jerome. Lee, we were talking about this one a little bit. 24-7 the score in that one.
Wow, they just scored another touchdown. Yeah, it was 17-7. And, I got to admit, I'm a little bit surprised by that one. But I've talked to people that have seen Bradley play the last couple weeks, and that game they lost to Scioto, it was just a clunker. And he said they just didn't play well 2 weeks ago. And we wondered how they had bounced back. Obviously, last week they played Thomas Worthington. And, you're going to bounce back there. But this, I got to admit, I'm a little bit surprised, more than a little bit surprised, not that Bradley's winning, but that they're winning as handily as they are.
Don't forget, after the game, get all your area scores right here on AM 820. It's the AM 820 Scoreboard Show presented by This Week Sports. You can tweet us your scores at AM 820 Scoreboard and check out our website, am820scoreboard.com. Ohio Dominican football got over the 500 line last week with a big win. Here to tell us all about it is Panther play-by-play man Todd Bell.
Ohio Dominican is fresh off its third victory of the season last week, Ryan, as they defeated Lake Erie 45-7. It was the best offensive day of the season for the Panthers, and one they put away early by leading 28-0 after the first quarter. Head coach Kelly Cummings was pleased with the fast start and the performance of his team.
All week we have talked about just basically starting fast. I think, you know, you go back to the Grand Valley game, and we had some turnovers and some problems offensively, and you know, and that was the thing. You know, coming back in a game against a weaker opponent, yeah, I understand. But that was the thing was, hey, we're gonna, you know, if we win the toss, whatever, we want the ball. We want you guys to go back out. We want the offense to go back out on the field first and, you know, kind of get that bad taste out of their mouth and just go execute. And they really did a tremendous job of doing that. You know, Grant hit Corey over the middle there about the second play of the game, I think, and so on. It just, you know, kind of snowballed from there. But it was fun to start that way. And you're right, you know, Lake Erie wasn't a great opponent, but I think we handled them the way that we were supposed to. And you know, frankly, it was over after the second quarter. And so it was good for us.
This week, ODU will take on a 1-5 Northwood team, but the record is deceiving. Three of their losses have come down to the final play of the game, including one in overtime and one at the time to a top five team in Ferris State. And Coach Cummings knows as well this week's test is going to be a tough one.
You look at their defense, they're like statistically one of the third or fourth best defenses in the conference, yeah. And so he has a good football team. It hasn't shown up. I know they've struggled a little bit at tailback, and they've struggled at quarterback, and they've had some opportunities with some drop balls. It's one or two plays that could have went either way. And, you know, certainly the Saginaw game was a winnable game. The Ferris State game was a winnable game for them. And, you know, you're sitting here, you know, 3-2 or 3-3. It's a different season for those guys. And I think that's the thing. If you look at the games that they have down the road here, they have a winnable stretch of games, just like what we said. And so, you know, Coach Haynes, he knows that. And he'll have those guys prepared. And like I said, they've always played hard on defense. And they've always found a way to execute, you know, different scenarios on their offense. And so with their offense, so I think he does a good job. I told our kids this week, hey, you know, Lake Erie, you got after them early, and they kind of folded the fence on you. Northwood's a proud program. They will not do that at Northwood. That will not happen.
ODU Northwood will battle tomorrow at noon, and we'll have it for you right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, starting at 11:30 with our countdown to kickoff pregame show. Ryan, it's ODU and Northwood right here tomorrow.
Todd, thanks a lot for that. We look forward to hearing you and Matt Natale on the call of Ohio Dominican football every week right here on AM 820. 28-0 is the score. Hartley leads Watterson in the CCL football game of the week. Second half action right after this on AM 820.
Ganim Medical specializes in the sales, trade, and liquidation of new and pre-owned medical equipment. From a single exam table to an entire surgery center, Ganim Medical has the equipment you need at the best possible price. Ganim Medical has the largest inventory in the Midwest. Contact GanimMedical.com. Mention this ad to receive a 10% discount on your initial order. That's Ganim Medical, GanimMedical.com.
College scholarships are available from Education First Credit Union. With the fast rising cost of college tuition, free money is as important as ever. Education First has awarded over $140,000 in scholarships to deserving students. To learn more about Education First Credit Union or to request a scholarship application, contact us today. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Malik and Malik, a family-owned law firm that provides quality and compassionate legal representation in the Columbus, Ohio region for people who have suffered injuries and deserve proper compensation. Our Columbus, Ohio attorneys are dedicated to helping you recover your rightful compensation for job-related and worker compensation injuries, as well as injuries resulting from car and truck accidents, dog bite claims, and more. Visit us at maliklawfirm.com.